Get up a go show with the good guys at 95.9 KSOK. I don't know why that's not working there, Ralph. I hit it a couple of times and just, how you doing? Ralph,
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. I noticed that when you were hitting the button, you were kind of fumbling around, though. But so you may not have hit the button directly.
I was trying to get things done while I should have been preparing for the Ralph McDonald, McDonald's computer service break, right?
Yes.
Hey, what do you think we should do? Should I post these on Facebook?
What are they?
It says they had a couple of rocks I saw the other morning. What do you think that?
That to me looks like a Viking sailing ship.
Okay, what's this right here?
That's a sail.
Okay.
What the heck? What else would it be?
I know it is. I know. I just what is that right there? Why is there a
You're asking a sailor. I'm going to give you the correct answer.
Over the top of that. Anyway, it says you found me, and I'm supposed to share on Facebook that we found these rocks, and you can either keep or rehide. Right now we've kept them. And it says smile. Kind of a nice little fun thing to find.
Awesome.
I'm going to put them in your office somewhere, so be looking for those.
In my office?
Yeah.
You have to find my office first.
I'm going
to
put them in the, I'm going to put them in the jail in Newkirk. We're going to put them, see if you run across them.
I'll never find them there.
Okay, let's see. Talking about boosting Verizon prepaid phones. What's the latest on that?
You know, we're coming up on the end of the sale for the Boost phones.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that if you're interested in getting a Boost phone and you want to get a discounted price or a free phone, you need to come in soon.
Okay.
The other thing is Verizon, while they don't have sales or anything like that, everything is full price with Verizon, but you get much better quality of service. In other words, the calling area is much better than it is the coverage. That's what I'm looking for. The coverage. It's
and
one of those.
You're going to sit down with everybody and say, "Look, do you want a cheaper price or do you want the coverage?"
Right. Because some folks, you know, we've got some truck drivers who come in and they're all over the place.
Right.
And Boost is not a good fit for them.
Yeah.
But you've got people who they don't leave Arc City. They just
and so
don't
that's
go
okay,
out of town.
Right?
So we can get them
price.
A better price on a plan versus and get them a discounted phone rather than trying to get them into a Verizon plan.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense the other way to save money if it's not going to work at all.
Right.
Right. So
now the other thing is that we do take contract payments as well for Verizon. So if you don't feel like driving over to Winfield to pay your bill, you can come in and drive. You can come into our store and pay your bill there.
Oh, well, that's a cool deal.
Yep.
And I like the way you were talking about this with students. Say, look, it's a monthly deal. So that way you give them a phone. If they get a D plus, so you take it away.
That's right. If you've got a student, you know, we are in the back to school time kind of area. And our students are active. They're, you know, they've got after school events, whether it be debate or wrestling or football or whatever. We need to stay in touch with them. And the way we can do that is by giving them an inexpensive prepaid phone. They can text, they can talk, they can do whatever. And then if they don't maintain the grades, if they don't do chores, if they don't do whatever.
That's a nice little thing to dangle in front of them and take
just
it away.
Turn that off. Just don't pay the bill.
Were you in debate when you were in high school, Ralph?
They didn't have debate when I was in high school. As far as I
yes,
know.
Yes, they did.
Really?
I was in debate, yeah.
Because I don't remember having that as a kid.
I wasn't very good because you were supposed to go to the library.
Well, you're kind of
like
scatterbrained a little bit.
Well, I think I would be, if I actually. If it,
you know a lot of things, let me but not necessarily useful things.
If the resolution, you know, that's what you argue about every time. If that was about sports, I would have dominated, but it was never about sports.
See, if it was about sports, I still would have lost.
Yeah. Shane was really good at it.
I am.
According to Shane.
I was a nerd in high school.
Oh, yeah?
I was a geek.
Huh.
I played chess. I was in the audio video club.
Yeah.
But I wrestled. I was a state champion wrestler.
Oh.
So I kind of played both sides of the fence, but I leaned
You're
more
not a
towards,
nerd if you win a state championship
but I
in
leaned
wrestling.
More towards Oh no.
What did
oh,
you
no.
wrestle? What weight
huh?
class?
165.
Well,
it depends upon what year you're talking about because I kind of, you know.
Everybody gets bigger.
My senior year I was in the 165 pound weight class.
How much did you weigh 3 weeks after wrestling season?
The same amount.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
Really?
I didn't have to cut weight.
Huh.
I was actually capable. I was almost underweight for the weight class.
Oh, really?
Because I wrestled one weight class up from
okay.
where my weight was.
I knew a guy that wrestled 125, and 3 weeks later he weighed 160.
Well, that's because he probably – well, we had a guy that did that. He'd go – halfway through the season, he'd be sicker than a dog because he's been, you know, starving himself to get into this weight class. No.
You don't want to encourage that. Yeah. So, well, we kind of got off track, but I love that comment. I love the Ralph history, learning more about Ralph McDonald. How about that? back to school lunches. What do you got there?
Not back to school lunches. Read my handwriting. It's not that horrible.
And really,
back to school tune-ups. Uh-huh. He comes in. He picks up the sheet and he looks at it because I've got all this stuff written down. And he goes, back to school lunches?
Yeah,
I didn't know you did lunches.
Yeah.
What are you having?
So we need tune-ups. It's that time, right?
It's that time. You know, we're
using
that,
them more. You want it moving fast.
That's right. The kids are out there. They're using it. The college kids. Maybe you're a returning student, an adult student going back to college, and you need your computer so that you can do the work that you need to do. You know, if your computer's running slow, if it's running sluggish, if it's just not performing the way that it should be, $69.99 for a tune-up,
mm-hmm.
$75 with tax and everything. That's far, far less than replacing the computer. I have so many people that come into the store and say, well, I was thinking I might need to get a new computer. And I'm looking at it and going, no, you don't.
Let me
do a tune-up on it, and you'll see the difference.
How long does it take you to figure out whether they need a tune-up or a new computer?
Usually about 5 minutes.
Okay, that quick? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we come in, and we listen to what they're telling us, you know, giving us indications and through experience and all that kind of stuff. We hear certain things, and we go, oh, that's going to be a tune-up. That's going to be a reload. That's going to be a replacement.
Okay.
You know, we start hearing things like, yeah, my computer's about 15 years old. It's time to replace it.
Okay, I was just going to ask, what's the oldest one you've done a tune-up
on? We had
one
that was 15 years old. I had one that come in the other day that was a Windows 98 machine, and I was just like, what were you doing with this? Because you're not going on the internet. And
what were they doing with it?
They had some old games that they played, and that's all they used for it. And they just,
well, that's cool.
They were just hoping they could get it made a little faster, and I was like, no.
Do you see that a lot? Is that the people that want the tune-ups the most, people that do gaming?
No.
Or is it, no?
No.
What do you see the most? Just average user?
Just your average user.
Okay.
Just your average end user.
And how long does it take for a tune-up?
Generally, I mean, it can vary a lot depending upon the operating system, depending upon what all's wrong with it and that kind of thing. But we tell folks 24 to 48 hours. We have stuff. Now, here's the thing. If you get tune-ups regularly, and we recommend annual tune-ups, mm-hmm. that's just like getting the maintenance done on your car. If you get tune-ups done on a regular basis, it takes us less than a day.
Oh, okay.
If you go...
If you have more cookies and junk to get rid of.
If you wait longer, it takes us longer to get it done.
Okay.
The more junked up it is, the longer it takes. Because it's just like anything else. We've got to go in there and carve out and do things and get it cleaned up. We had one where we had to pull the fan off of the processor because the heat sink. See, this is one of the other things that we do for the tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
The heat sink was so packed full of dust and dirt that there was no airflow.
Okay.
So we pulled the fan off and we cleaned out the fins, and just like on your air conditioner. But if we're doing it on a regular basis, we just take a can of air, blow it out, and we're done.
Good to go. All right. Tune-ups and are we talking about printers? Business printers?
Yes. You know, I ask a lot of folks, what are you printing? What's inside your printer? You know, do you know how much your printer is costing you? A lot of folks, a lot of small businesses use inkjet printers because the ink cartridges are cheap.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You can get them for $7 or $8, or you can get them for $20 versus a laserjet cartridge, which will run, you know, maybe $100. But in the long run, what you find out is that the laser printers are actually cheaper.
Wow.
So as you're looking
because
at that
you don't
inkjet,
have to get them as often or what?
That's one reason. The inkjets, typically you're going to get about 150 to 200 pages out of a cartridge.
Okay.
All right. Now, when that cartridge, if that cartridge sits, in other words, you're only printing once every so often, that ink dries up. So your 150 to 200 pages drops down to 100 to 150 pages because you're wasting ink.
Okay.
All right. Now, if we look at that and we go, okay, how many prints am I getting out of this cartridge and what's it costing me?
Right.
Then we look at a laser jet, and your average laser printer cartridge is going to give you about 2,000 pages per cartridge. All right. Let's say it's $100. So we're basically running, you know, when we start looking at it, we've got $100 for 2,000 prints, and we've got $10 for 150. So that means to get that same 2,000, I need to have 20 of these other cartridges. Well, that's $200.
Yeah.
So $200 versus $100.
Okay.
So the $100 is going to get me more. Not only that, with a laser printer, it's a dry powdered toner. It's actually rust is what it is. But it's a dry powder. That's not going to evaporate.
Okay.
It 10 years from now, it will still be a dry powdered toner. Okay. Now, laser printers up front cost more than an inkjet. But what we've seen is in the first year, you save enough money to cover the cost of the laser printer.
I was wondering how long it took to pay that off, but now, that's a short amount of time.
The next thing is that now that you've saved this money, the life of a laser printer is anywhere from 5 to 10 years. The life of an inkjet is about a year to two.
Okay.
So you can replace that inkjet every other year, or you can just buy the laser printer and
have
keep
it
going
for a long, long time.
Right. So you figure a decent Canon multifunction color printer, scanner, copier, all of that, wireless, all of that, $400.
Okay.
So they're not really not that expensive. If you just need a little black and white thing, we can even do those. But the big thing is the cost savings that you'll get in the long run for upgrading from an inkjet to a laser printer.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So if we want to come in and discuss printers or look into phone deals, where do we go? How do we get a hold of you, Ralph?
You can go to 111 South Summit Street across from the old Burford Theater on the same block as Union State Bank, or you can give us a call at 620-442-5091. You can also reach out to us on Facebook at McDonald's Computer Service or visit our website, mcsarkcity.com. Or you can send an email to pcdoctor@mcsarkcity.com. One other thing you can do is you can go to KSOK's website, and all of our past shows are listed on there. Or you can go to our website, and there's a link to the shows from our website. So, you know, there's some good information out there. And then we also do a follow-up article on NewsCow whenever I remember to write the deals for those.
I'll send you a text to remind you to do that. So good seeing you, Ralph. Thanks for stopping by. It is 9:28 and 22 seconds.